Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed the previous program with Pastor Lutz, and he had to skedaddle on out of here, and we're going to be here until 2, and then Pastor Rusnacka will be in with his program. And of course, that gives us, as Pastor Lutz coined the term one time, the Baptist trifecta. And of course, Pastor Lutz, pastor of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood out on the west side, and myself, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church down in Summit County, northern Summit County, Richfield, Ohio. And then Pastor Andrew Rusnacka out at the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, out on the east side. So that kind of has you covered. If you're looking for a church, there's three churches that I can recommend you checking out. Well, we're going to get into our program here today. Let's open with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a witness and a testimony for someone today. If somebody's searching, help us to be able to point people to Christ and pray that we'd encourage believers in their walk with you. And we just pray that in all things we would lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you this afternoon, and it's getting chilly out there. It was 32 degrees when I left my house, I think, in Richfield, or 33, and it was, I believe, 34 when I got up here to the station, and started to snow a little bit. I didn't know we were supposed to be getting some snow, but ODOT appears to believe there's something coming because the highways are all salted and treated for something, and I did see that we're supposed to have a potential of a winter storm coming through maybe a little further east of here. There's a system working its way up, and depending on where it passes in Pennsylvania, if it passes closer to Pittsburgh, we'll probably get more snow out of it. If it passes closer to Philadelphia, we'll get less snow out of it, but it'll go where it goes. So if you've got something to do this weekend, you might want to keep an eye on the weather out there. And at any rate, in all things, we certainly keep an eye on our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to lift up and glorify him today in the program and the things that we do, because he is under assault in our land. And so we might talk about a few things there a little bit, but also we do have a toll-free number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you do have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. And let me remind you to check us out online at our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you'll go there, you can find out certainly more about me, but not just that. You can also listen to past programs there. There's a number of materials, some articles and things that we've put together over the years. There's some word searches and different things available. And so check that out, livewithpastoral.com. You can also link from there to the page for our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and as well as to some of our social media things. We are on a variety of social medias. We've got, in addition to Facebook and things like that, we also have Gab, USA.life, MeWe, and Parler, and some other ones on there. You can find them all listed at livewithpastoral.com. And let's see, as we come down to this, I do want to mention a couple of things coming up here this Saturday. Tomorrow, the Cleveland March for Life is tomorrow, I believe, at 12 p.m., and it's the annual Cleveland March for Life, and they are going to be marching on the anniversary, of course, or near the anniversary of Supreme Court's 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling, and that's the one that paved the way for abortion in all 50 states. They overturned the state's laws on that and invented a fictitious right to privacy and determine that that right to privacy has to do with whether or not you can abort your baby. And of course, they like to say, well, it's just a tissue. It's the woman's body. It's her right to choose. Beg to differ with you. It's not the woman's body that's in question here. It's the body of another human being that is inside of the woman's body. One simple way you can prove that biologically is with the statement, if you're a male, you can truthfully say, I was once a male trapped in a man trapped in a woman's body for 9 months, because when you were in your mother's womb, you had distinct DNA. Your mother does not have an XY chromosome complement, which you do as a male. Females only have an XX chromosome complement. So clearly, a male baby is not the woman's body. There's no way that you can say that in truth. That is a fictitious comment that's designed to dehumanize the unborn child. Just like I remember when they had the discussion and the hearings on Ohio heartbeat bill before it was passed and then signed into law, and the one individual who was giving testimony in support of the heartbeat bill. Unfortunately, I can't remember her name at the moment, but she was saying that when she was an obstetrician and she also did abortions prior to the Lord changing her heart, she said that whenever the baby was going to be wanted, when they wanted to deliver it, and they planned to deliver the baby, they referred to it as just that, a baby or an unborn baby. But whenever they were going to do an abortion, she said they always referred to it as a fetus, never a baby. And the purpose, of course, is to dehumanize. Fetus is an accurate medical term, but it has the connotation of being less human than unborn baby. You know, everything has a definition, but many things have connotations which affect the way we use certain things. You know, for instance, our one cat was ill, very sick, and it needed to be put to sleep. Well, as a euphemism, we said we took our cat to the vet to have it put to sleep or put down, rather than, well, we took the cat to the vet to kill it. Well, you're doing the same thing, but to say we took it there to kill it sounds cruel, sounds unkind, unloving. But put to sleep or put down sounds much more pleasant. And so we use things that have different connotations because they're more comfortable, they're more pleasant to our ears. And likewise, in referring to a child that wants to be kept as an unborn baby or a baby, that's more pleasant, more human. And referring to one that you're not going to keep as a fetus, then that's like a piece of tissue. It's less human. It's more clinical. And so that's why they would do that. But at any rate, the Cleveland March for Life tomorrow at noon. And of course, it is going to be starting from the gates outside of Benedictine High School to preterm and back. And if you go to, I believe it's Ohio Value Voters. Ohio Value Voters. You can find the information on that. OhioValueVoters.org. Go to OhioValueVoters.org, and that'll be tomorrow. Also, something else that I wanted to let you know about is a bill that is going to be up for discussion in the Ohio House Assembly coming up this Tuesday, and this will be the Enact Shirley and Wilma's Law, House Bill 324, and you might want to look that up. Let me encourage you, if you want to look up any legislation, a good place to start is go to ohiohouse.gov. This is for state legislation, Ohio state legislation. Ohiohouse.gov, ohiohouse.gov. And when you go there, you will see a bar across the top, and it's got, says members, committee, session, legislation, news about resources in My Ohio Legislature. Click on the link that says legislation, and then underneath that you'll see a thing, a menu drop down, and click search legislation. I like this one. You can go through the Senate side as well, but this one here you can find Senate bills as well as House bills for the Ohio legislature, and it just seems to be a little easier to use. But ohiohouse.gov, and click on the legislation tab, and then search legislation. When that comes up, you enter in, for instance, HB 324, that's for House Bill 324, and that will give you all kinds of information about it. You'll find out its status in the State House, the committees that they're in. You'll find out who sponsors the bill. This is sponsored by Representative Gary Click, who happens to be a Baptist pastor, and also co-sponsored, or it's also sponsored by Representative Scott Lipps, who happens to chair the health committee that's going to be in on Tuesday. Pray for this, and call your representatives and tell them that you want them to do what they can to help pass the House Bill 324 and act Shirley and Wilma's law. You say, well, what is this? What does it mean? What does it do? Why should I want my representative to pass this, or maybe even sign on as a co-sponsor? Well, here's the problem that we have. During the COVID pandemic time, a lot of hospitals shut down, and they limited, if not completely eliminated, the ability of people to visit family members who are in the hospital, even clergy visits. And, you know, when you look at what the Bible talks about, I'm thinking in 2 Corinthians here, chapter 1, and I use this passage frequently when I'm doing a funeral, because the sentiment that is expressed here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul writes here, and starting in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. He continues. This is all one long sentence all the way through verse 4. He says in verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I misspoke. That's the end of the first sentence there. And the second sentence starts in verse 3. After this greeting, he says in verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now, what's important with this here, and what this has to do with House Bill 324 here, and the thing that is going to be heard in the Ohio House Health Committee on Tuesday, is that as a pastor, part of my responsibility is to comfort people, as he says here, to comfort them which are in any trouble. Now, I dare say that if you were flat on your back in the hospital suffering pneumonia or some life-threatening disease or some traumatic injury of some sort, you would want some measure of comfort. That would certainly be considered a time of trouble, a time of need. And in your need, the ability to have your pastor to be able to come in and to pray with you and pray for you. And certainly if I were in the hospital and I was unconscious in dire situation, I would hope that perhaps I'm the pastor of my church, but I would hope perhaps a pastor of another church, perhaps Pastor Lutz or Pastor Rusnacko or another pastor would come in and pray for me. But the problem has been during this time of COVID phobia, as I call it, people are so afraid and so overreacting on some things that they have completely cut off access to patients in hospitals. I remember last year, a year ago, in January of 2020, when I had COVID pneumonia and I went into the hospital. When I went into the hospital, my wife was able to accompany me as I went into the ER, into the triage area. I went into the exam room. She was there with me. Once they pronounced that I had COVID and I had pneumonia and I needed to be admitted and they arranged for a room for me, the last time I saw my wife for 5 days was when they wheeled me off out of the ER off to a hospital room. And essentially, I was isolated alone in a room for 5 days, no visitors allowed. My wife could not visit me. My adult daughter could not visit me. I could not have a pastor come and visit me. And the only direct human contact for 5 days was brief visits from doctors, nurses, other healthcare workers, and the people who brought in my meals and collected the trash. And that's it. Now, for me, being somewhat of an introvert, it wasn't too bad because the not having a bunch of people coming and talking to me and not being able to talk with a bunch of people didn't bother me too terribly much, especially in the beginning because I was kind of out of it a little bit. You have that COVID fog, and I didn't have the energy and the breath to have a long conversation, but still, it would have been nice to at least allowed my wife to come in. After she's an RN, after all, she understands what it means to take precautions going in with somebody with a communicable disease of some sort, and she could have at least been allowed to sit there. And just having somebody present during some of that time would have made the time pass faster, easier, and it would have been a comfort having another pastor to be able to come in and perhaps have a word of prayer with me would have been a great sense of comfort. I can only imagine what people who are more extroverted would feel going through 5 days or more. Some people are in the hospital for 10 days or more and not really having any human interaction. But see, God does not want that to be the case. That's why he said here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, when he talked not only about God and described him as the God of all comfort in verse 3, and then said in verse 4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, and we go through difficulties. God comforted me during that time due to the COVID fog. It was really kind of hard to concentrate reading for the first few days, but as my condition improved and I was in a better state, I was able to read my Bible more and do some other reading and things like that, and then have short conversations on the phone with my wife and others. And that was an improvement. But imagine if I didn't have the ability to read or to converse with somebody on the telephone. And, you know, the only conversation I had with people was brief conversation with healthcare workers. And as I said, people would come in and they would not be in long at all and isolated, the only one in the room. And I was on a floor where I don't know how many rooms. There was probably about a dozen rooms. And my understanding is each one had somebody in my situation completely isolated there. And God said that he wants us to be able to comfort them which are in trouble. And notice how he says this, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We've been through difficult situations, especially as pastors. You know, we're called to go in and minister to the spiritual needs of people. You know, it's important. I understand during health emergencies to take precautions, but if doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers and other people in the hospital are able to take common sense precautions, wearing gowns and masks and gloves and whatever, to go in and see, and not just with people who are in there for COVID. I've been in the past visiting people in the hospital where I've had to gown up for different things. I visited people with things where they've said, before you go in, make sure you have this on when you come out. We'll help you take it off, and you gotta wash and scrub your hands and everything before you leave. And even the booth booties on your feet so you don't track out germs with your shoes. And we understand sometimes there is a need for common sense medical precautions. But if the hospital staff can do that while tending to the physical needs of people in the hospital, then surely close family members and pastors can also take the same common sense medical precautions to deal with the and help attend to and minister to the emotional and spiritual needs of people who are in the hospital. And that's what's so important with this bill. This bill that is being heard in the health committee right now, House Bill 324, Enact Shirley and Wilma's Law, is to ensure that family members and clergy members are able to go into the hospital to minister to those emotional and spiritual needs. And, you know, right now, and as I said, my wife's an RN, so, and I know other people who are in the medical field, and I understand and how they're shorthanded. Believe me, they were shorthanded before COVID came around. And then when you throw out all of the unvaccinated workers, and if they are unable to get an exemption or something because some facilities make it more difficult to get an exemption at all, then with a staff shortage that becomes exacerbated even worse, then it really is difficult for the hospital staff to take time to just talk with somebody that needs somebody to sit and just answer a few questions and maybe provide a little comfort. In by allowing family members and clergy members access to the hospital during times of healthcare emergencies, you know, it helps not only the patient, encouraging the patient, it's also helped to the family to be able to spend time with them or know that their pastor has been in, but it's also a help to the hospital staff because it's well known that prayer is something and human contact is something that helps with the healing process. And also when somebody is in the room just being with somebody, maybe listening to them or reading to them or praying with them or something, it takes a load off from the staff, because I'll guarantee what happens a lot of times is somebody in the room isolated, cut off from human contact and conversation. They get anxious and they start to hit that call button when they really perhaps don't need to, but it's the desire to just see a human face, to have a little contact with somebody, oftentimes will cause people to hit that call button. And when there's somebody who's able to visit them, they don't hit that call button because they have that human contact. We need human contact. And unfortunately, some of the people behind some of these draconian things, I think, have ulterior methods, and I do think we're being prepared for the time of the tribulation and the reign of the Antichrist. I'm not getting into all that right now. We don't have time. We're almost at the end of the program. But I want to encourage you, contact your state representative, if at all possible. Send them an email or leave a message for them and ask them to support House Bill 324, Enact Shirley and Wilma's Law, so that families and clergy have access to people who are in the hospital. This is necessary, I believe, for the well-being of patients and families. This is something that will take some of the pressure off from the hospital staff that has already run ragged because of staff shortages. And they'll say, well, but some of these people might not be vaccinated. I'm sorry, we're beyond that. The head of the CDC has even admitted the vaccine does not stop the transmission of the Omicron variant of COVID and even COVID in general. So pray for this and go to ohiohouse.gov. Get myself tongue-tied here. ohiohouse.gov. Look a thing up, and you can also go to your representative there. There's a form. You can send them a message right online. You can find their telephone number. Give them a call. Do that this week and do that Monday so they'll know about that going into the hearing on Tuesday. And pray for those that are in the hospital that are ill. Pray for them. Be a source of comfort. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.